Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on the Texas Heartbeat Act, passed as Senate Bill 8 in the 87th regular legislative session earlier this year. Tuesday marks Election Day for 8 proposed constitutional amendments to the Texas Constitution. The list of lawmakers not seeking re-election is growing. Thus far, 18 lawmakers have announced they're not seeking re-election to their current positions. What could that mean for the 2022 election cycle? That and more on today's episode. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments over the Texas Heartbeat Act today. In the 87th regular legislative session earlier this year, the legislature passed Senate Bill 8, which makes it to where once a heartbeat is detected, an abortion cannot be performed. On September 1st, the court originally decided against attempting to block the legislation, allowing it to go into effect. The court will consider 2 legal cases, one brought by the federal government and the other by abortion providers. The U.S. Department of Justice requested that the U.S. Supreme Court weigh in on the issue only 2 weeks ago, so a ruling is highly unlikely in the immediate term, though at the same time, the Supreme Court hearing the issue so soon might also mean a ruling could come in mere weeks. The early voting period concluded last week for the 8 proposed constitutional amendments to the Texas Constitution on the ballot. For those of you who may not have yet voted, don't fret, you can still do so on Tuesday or Election Day. I will not go through each ballot proposition today. You can find some analysis on each one at texasscorecard.com or in today's show notes page if you need it. I'll simply note the one amendment that is seemingly the most controversial, Proposition 2. If passed, it would authorize counties to issue bonds, or debt, to fund infrastructure and transportation projects in underdeveloped, unproductive, or blighted areas. The controversy surrounding this ballot proposition spawns from the confusing ballot language. A similar proposal was defeated in 2011. The Texas GOP singled this proposal out and came out in opposition, citing violations of their own party platform and violating both free market principles and creating management districts with the authority to impose taxes and bonded debt for a state that boasts an ever-increasing local debt burden. The list of lawmakers who have announced they will not be seeking re-election to their current positions has continued to grow. Last week, State Representative Kyle Biederman, a Republican from Fredericksburg, announced that he would not be seeking re-election, making him the 15th lawmaker in the Texas House of Representatives to do so. Biederman has represented the current Texas House District 73 since 2016 after ousting former liberal Republican Doug Miller. Reports from lawmakers have indicated that House Speaker Dade Phelan had been given a list of about 20 names right at the outset of the recently concluded special legislative session. If true, it's possible that additional names will become public soon as to those not seeking re-election. The Senate has thus far had 3 of their members announce they will not be seeking a re-election to their chamber. The list includes the current Senate Finance Chairman Jane Nelson, a Republican from Flower Mound, State Senator Don Buckingham, a Republican from Lakeway, who announced that she was running for Texas Land Commissioner back in June, and State Senator Kel Seliger, a Republican from Amarillo, who announced a few weeks back that he was not running for re-election in the wake of being disgruntled about the final disposition of the new Senate District 31 boundaries as a part of the redistricting process, and an already announced opponent who received the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. It's possible we'll see more announcements come out this week. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your brief preview for this week in Texas. For daily updates on Texas politics and the 2022 election cycle, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.